one, yo, so holding it down.
Straight mobbing.
All right, cool. This episode, we have to be super, super short and quick because the team has to go off and do some other cool stuff in downtown LA. But we are talking about Atlanta episode 5, Barbershop.
This is a cultural journey that I don't think anybody else can relate to. This relates to whether you are a man or a woman, whether you like to get slicked down or cut off. Oh. Because this is very true for the beauty shops as well. It's super true.
I feel like if they do remake Barbershop, this is the movie I want to see for 2 hours. I want to see a crazy adventure with Bibby just going through. Like, they did so much in a half hour, which I think I want 2 hours of. I want a movie.
Yeah, because he did, like, all he wanted, all Paperboy wanted.
Right. A haircut.
That's it. That's how we started.
The storyline started.
All I want is a haircut. That's it. That's all I want. He's not asking for much. And we go to see Baby Mama.
We go to do a whole lot.
Get a son a haircut. Mentor the other son.
Right. We go to a lumber yard or a construction site. Where he steals lumber. Right.
And then we hit a lady in the back with some bad driving. After Paperboy had been like,
look at the road. Look at the road.
He said, if you kill me, I'm going to kill you.
Which I tweeted out. It was like, so, you know, you can follow me at LaSora Got Next, but also I'm on Black Girl Geeks. And I was like, it is the blackest threat ever. Yeah. Like, you know an uncle who's made this threat. You know an auntie has made this threat. Your mama has made this threat. They will come back from the grave and lay hands, okay?
My mom doesn't even say she come back. She said, when I see you in heaven, it is on.
It is on. You will not escape this threat.
Dead.
I think we all know a Bibby, though. What I like about Bibby's character, which I don't know who the actor is, but he was brilliant. And there is an award for best guest star, and I hope he wins it.
Yo.
I like about Bibby is that Bibby is really well-intentioned. You can tell he's a good dad. Like, he is a good person, but he just does... He's like Earn, but funnier Earn. Because he doesn't have it all together.
Well, he's an Earn that actually does have a job.
Yeah, he has a job and a woman and takes care of his children.
Sort of.
He takes care of his kids.
Well, yeah, because even when he finds out that his son is skipping school,
he chases him down and tries to talk him out of it.
He chases him down like the police.
But we all know a Bibby. It's just like,
it was like sabotage on there.
Yeah. It's like, yo, Bibby, you got a lot with you, man, right now. It's like, yo, you need to slow down.
But you love him, though, because I think it's also the writing, which this episode is written by Stefani Robinson, right? She's the only female writer in the bunch.
Ah.
And the fact that she, as a woman, wrote about something so intimate for men cracks me up, because I've never been into a barbershop, so... But you were triggered the whole episode.
Yo, the whole episode, I've had a barber like this. No, not to that extent. But I've had a barber where this type of stuff has happened. And it's just like, dude, I just want my hair cut. That's all. I just want to get my hair cut. Is that too much to ask?
What's the sacredity of, I don't know if that's a word, of black men in the barbershop? Because, like, I know women don't go in there unless they're doing hair.
Yeah. Right. It's kind of like the biggest thing in this episode is that was his barber. And
right.
Like, you know, when you're, you know, at the shop, you only get one barber, and that's like you're supposed to be your barber for life. And when you change your barber, it's like a huge deal.
Like, something major has to go down for them to change a major. Like, you move to a whole different city, a whole different state. Then you can get a new one. I don't think the loyalty is at that level.
It's not for women. No, we will switch it up. If we find someone we like, we're gone. Like, it's just business.
It's a wrap. I don't know what to tell
you. I said that on my Twitter. I said, if it had been a woman in a woman's salon, hands would have been on this girl already. Like, if you were already on the phone and tripping, it would have been a fight. But the relationship between a barber and his client, I guess, is that strong.
It's
real tight. I would have been out. I would have been gone. There are hairdressers everywhere that I could find, but I guess not good barbers.
And barbers is kind of like, because even when he went to the new barber, I was like, watch, they probably going to try to shame him or something. And because I've been shamed for changing a barber because of some Bibby type stuff. I was like, you know what, next week, I'm switching. I done enough. I done enough.
Now especially, you try.
Especially when he hit the lady in the back, because it wasn't like a tap.
He smashed into her car. He
crushed. Yes.
With warrants and no license.
No license. And he was texting. And he was texting. He was trying to talk to old boy in the back. Was that his son?
Yes, yes,
talking
yes,
about so. Using the good lotion. Like, it was unnecessary conversation, y'all.
He had the giantest Bluetooth in his ear, like from 2007 when I was in high school. We all wore those giant Bluetooths.
Why?
Like,
Baby was
he had
like,
Bluetooth but wasn't using it. Like,
yo, and well, when he first came in, he was using it. He was like, I'm not talking to you. And then he was like, yo, what you want? And Paperboy was like, look, I just don't know who you're talking to. Like, are you talking to me or not?
What's
like,
because
I need to know. And then his kind of attitude with Paperboy, but Paperboy held it in. He held it in. He didn't.
Right,
because
we know Paperboy can get there.
Okay, is anybody else frustrated how much these so-called thugs, they patience for their barber? Like,
but
who
like
ain't
you
got
said,
patience for your girl, your mama, your best friend?
Can they
ain't
cut
nobody
hair?
You got patience like this for.
Because I kept saying, why doesn't he just go home and cut his hair? But like you were saying, he has the usual. He has a look that he wants to go for.
Yeah, he has a certain look,
right.
And he has the photo shoot. He wants to be on point.
Bibi
did get him nice.
Oh yeah, Bibi has skill.
The talent, the skill was Bibi there. Skill. It was definitely there.
Hi, Adrian.
So, Bibi got him nice.
What I liked at the end of the episode, instead of it being a normal ending, like, oh, he switches barbers, everything's fine, he gets into the new barber's chair, and the barber asks him, you want a 2 or a 3, which I didn't even know was a thing.
Is that the level of hair?
It's the guard that's on the clipper.
Like with dogs.
It's kind of like, but not.
Because when I go to Petco, they say, do you want 2 or 3? And I'm like, he'll take a 4. He likes long hair.
She's doing you dudes dirty.
Oh, man, it's rough out here, guys. You know what I'm saying?
But Paperboy is conflicted because he doesn't know if he's a 2 or a 3. So he looks to Bibi for help, and Bibi says,
Bibi's like, nope. He's like, nope, I don't want to hear it. I don't even want to hear it right now.
This was the funniest episode. Shout out to Donald Glover, who directed this episode. He got to take a break.
Yeah,
I think it's the first episode he wasn't in.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why he's directing. Also, shout out to Donald for that amazing 15-page script he dropped.
Right,
about
though? Okay.
Yeah, can we talk about that for 2 seconds?
This is Atlanta, and so, like, adjacent is anything Donald Glover, right? So let me hit you to game, because I've already told this tale several times today, so I ain't got it down to science. So, you know, on Monday, it was announced by FX. FX did a release saying his Deadpool, the animated series, was going to be canceled.
Was dead.
Due to creative differences.
And we all know what that meant.
As soon as we heard it, we thought we knew what that meant.
I knew what it meant.
It's speculative, right? Yep. Because our mainstream media got hella speculative with it. So it would have been like a blurb. Like, oh, that's too bad. You know, we ain't feeling that bad for Donald, because Donald got hella shit he doing. All right?
Like,
we don't
know. But that's it.
Now you down to 19 things you doing, right?
Right.
he gonna eat, right? But what happened was, I guess there's a whole bunch of mumbling going down. Like, oh, he must not really had time for it. That's what creative differences really mean. So, Wednesday morning, you know, this dude love to drop stuff in the middle of the night. He drops that, hey, for the record, I wasn't too busy for the show. And then proceeded to produce receipts. So he hits us with a 15-page finale script for Deadpool. Now you think, oh my goodness, he did it, man. He's like, he's showing receipts. It gets better, because it's not a receipt. It's Don had time today. That's what he had time to do.
Yeah.
You find
just
out,
that night.
This is a mock script of what could have been, and it's been written in the last 48 hours.
Right,
because
he mentioned the Beyonce bite.
Because
so
he
mentioned he's just,
that it has only has mostly occurred in the last couple of days.
Correct.
To show you, to show Marvel,
that I
to
have
show
time.
Everybody.
I'm not busy.
I wasn't busy. Oh, yes, I had time today. And you not ready, and you wish I would have done this for you.
Right.
This is a flawless script.
It was a flawless clapback.
I called it an interstellar petty level.
Yes, it's a petty level clapback.
The petty on this is just...
Perfect.
Because he could have written a scene and been done.
No, but he gave you an entire episode.
Entire 15 minutes with commercial breaks.
Kept it in Deadpool character for those who are familiar with Deadpool. Deadpool's comedy is deadpan. Mm-hmm. He often breaks fourth wall.
Yep.
It was just brilliant.
Beyonce, shaded Jennifer Lawrence.
Nobody he didn't take shots at it, and you felt like they deserved it though. And you wasn't feeling bad for nobody.
Now can I interject what I think happened?
Please go.
Because I was going to do a video, but I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do a video. Yeah. But I will say what I think happened. When they hired him for this, Atlanta season one had just dropped.
Right.
He was getting critically acclaimed. Mm-hmm. You know, he's been hot, he's on fire, he's getting, you know, all of these award attention, and they hired him. Mm-hmm. But see, they wanted him because he was hot. They didn't realize what those scripts were gonna look like when they came in.
Right.
I think old boy submitted like the first three episodes or whatever, and they were like, whoa, we can't put this on TV.
Did they not watch Atlanta?
I know, but see, that's the thing. They don't watch Atlanta. They look at the press and they're like, this guy's hot.
Right. Yeah.
And so this is not about, I think what it seems like to me for Dawn, and like just going off of the tweet in the 15-page script that I wrote, I read more than once. Because it was just that glorious. You know,
it's good.
You had to eat it up because the tweet is gone. Now you know somebody to.
Oh, it's gone?
That's what he does. He deletes all his tweets.
He doesn't ever tweet. And this was a shocking. He tweeted from Donald Glover and not Childish Gambino.
He changed it. It used to be at Donald Glover and the name was Childish Gambino.
Oh, right. That was just Donald Glover.
He just wants to be Donald Glover now because he's killing Childish Gambino. He needs to make like a script or a video or something of like something very Weekend, like, you know, Weekend like kills himself like several times in his videos, like tell him about me, and then Starboy, he kills himself. I was like, I'm into that kind of stuff. Dark is funny to me, so Donald, get dark and like kill yourself already.
Research on Twitter, because I follow all the writers on Twitter, and they were all kind of co-signing to this idea that the show was too black, because that's what he kept saying in the scripts, like, maybe the show's too black for FX. It is a writer's room full of black people, one woman. We're not going to press that issue right now.
Yeah.
But so all the writers kept retweeting that one fact that he kept saying.
Always caping for us women. That's what we need. We need, like, where are the women?
This was the funniest episode all season.
Where are the black women? You know we support y'all.
I don't know.
Where are we?
I don't know.
We have questions. Yeah. Shanae has questions, and they're very
I have tons of questions.
Yeah.
But Donald and team have been pushing the boundaries with the show every episode, every season. What did you think you were gonna get? Deadpool itself as a character pushes boundaries.
Exactly, even as a character.
But when you look at that script as opposed to the Deadpool movie, it's a lot different.
There are no black writers in the Deadpool movie.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is like the jokes.
They are the same style. But the source.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the equivalency.
And this is something else that I wanted to say.
Okay.
A big deal is who's handling the material.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at South Park, you look at Family Guy, no problem.
No problem.
But somehow, the Deadpool show. There's got to be a problem.
Well, it also brings
up... I wonder why.
Well, if you remember
a few
weeks ago, Black-ish, actually, Kenya Burris had an episode pulled by ABC. Black-ish is on ABC, everyone. I don't know if you heard this. He had an episode pulled by ABC because ABC disagreed creatively with Kenya about the episode. Now, I don't remember what it was about. I don't know if they ever released it, but apparently it was, according to the Black-ish crew, too black for ABC. Now, Black-ish has always pushed the boundaries on race
Black-ish.
And comedy.
Yeah, because especially for ABC, they have really gone. They've got some stuff done that I've been like, wow, ABC.
So for me, it's kind of the same thing with FX. You want to hire these black creatives, and you're all, and Donald said this, you're all for trying something new until that something new comes up.
Yes.
And then you're like, ooh, you're scared. But ABC, you just had Roseanne air last night about a Trump supporting family. So don't come at Black-ish or FX come at Donald and black creatives for being too controversial. What it is when it's black, it's controversial.
Yeah, when it's black,
when
it's controversial.
When it's white, it's funny and engaging and the middle of America, relatable, you know, and it's not fair.
It's, and I mean, we've all said this before. it's past time for an entertainment conglomerate to come together and just be like, all right, this is our own channel. We'll take our own stuff on our own thing. Y'all don't want us to, and we'll make our own stuff.
You know, we have that. To do. And we
I mean,
have
but it's not, you know.
It's not as big as ABC, but we have TV One, that's my people, and BET, and they're starting to branch out more.
Don't
shade BET. They do original programming.
Yeah, but we don't own BET.
Oh, we don't own BET?
Nah.
Well, they got some years ago.
Yeah, Viacom bought
it. Well, TV One is black owned. It's owned by black females, so y'all should be supporting it. They're doing different. A lot more original
programming.
But TV
One doesn't have the push.
I write for them.
You know what I'm saying? It would be great if the entertainment community got behind TV One and made TV One what it could be.
Right.
Because TV One has some dope original
series. Yeah, they do.
That you guys should
coming
check out.
Coming up soon in the summer. Wink, wink, hint, hint. I can't say anything else.
But yes, my thing is, I think they saw the heat coming up for Atlanta, and they were like, he's hot, let's hire him.
Right.
Without even, because you know, that happens in the entertainment industry.
All the time.
Say if I get real hot, and like next week I have like 3 million subscribers, right? And it's going crazy. And they're like, oh, we want to hire Michael. We don't know why. Nerd Soul is hot in these streets. We need to sign him and lock him down.
Right.
And then when I start writing some stuff, they're going to be like,
Because you weren't the right kind of black person.
Or when I open up the back door and be like, look at this 50 black people I have coming with me. They'll be like,
exactly. And totally agree. And this is truly creative differences. It's not any cover. I think that's what I was getting at the heart of.
Yeah.
It's truly not anything else but creative differences. It's mad weird.
I think it's money. I think these networks, FX, ABC, are afraid of losing their advertisers. And what comes with black people's politics. We are political. Our bodies, our hair, our eyes.
Yeah.
We are political.
Everything is police.
You can't mention black people without getting into politics. And that's why these networks get so afraid. Because they don't want to enter into
because
that.
They're able to live their lives without... I've said this many times. Imagine a life where you can wake up and you know that the most positive nature about you is already assumed. You're always assumed to be good or fair or truthful or whatever. It must be a nice life.
It's nice.
But when you're someone who doesn't live in that, you know, in that situation, you have to write from that place.
So what they want a Donald Glover to do, and this is not shade to Shonda Rhimes, but if they want a Shonda Rhimes who has these diverse shows, but they're relatable to everyone, and Donald is telling you he is not going to relate. I think this episode especially, white people can't relate
even
to
in
this.
In the interviews, that's what he's talking about. He's like, we're not going to
please everyone.
Please everybody. Yeah. Please we're not community. Making it for white America. We're not going to like dumb it down or just make
easily censor it. Right. Did he shade Black Panther? Was that shade or was that just an example?
No, was it shade? It was just an example.
Because he said Marvel already got their you know, black.
Wait,
that's kind of what he said. So I was like, is that shade?
I don't think that's shade at Black Panther.
Okay.
I really don't.
I think that
maybe it's a comment on something eternal that, you know, maybe Marvel's filling itself because of black.
Because
like Hollywood will do that too.
And
Hollywood,
Hollywood
will do
one thing. This is not a white thing to do where you do one. Uno.
Yeah.
And you pat yourself on the back and then 50 years go by, nothing comes
and you done. You know everything there is to
because
know.
It's
I was
like,
what the hell? What's that
I
about?
Hate to say this, but Hollywood has been patting themselves on the back over this Me Too stuff real hard. And
they're still failing.
Do you think the guys that have gotten fired or whatever, resigned, are the only guys?
No.
Only guys are if they're actually going to even
not at
stay
all.
And there's really no real consequences for them because they're going to get hired in the next 5 years anyway. They're just going to disappear for a little bit and they'll be back.
What they'll do is they'll shuffle people around.
They'll shuffle.
So
and they'll hire
is,
the new Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah. They'll, like... person XYZ will kind of like fade back. And then about a movie 6 months from now, you'll be like, co-executive producer is person XYZ.
Exactly.
You know,
Kevin
all
Spacey
they do
directed
they'll,
this?
They'll shuffle you around.
Until you forget about it and then they'll bring you back.
Right.
But not saying that you should pay forever for your mistake.
No, but
there are certain situations that you should,
that's what I need. I need actual long-term behavior change.
Yeah.
Before you're just shuffled around
to
the new thing.
So going back to the episode.
Yes.
fifth episode, we have how many to go?
Six.
Six more to go.
Six.
what I like about Atlanta is the first three episodes, they really followed this overall storyline. Like, we were headed to see Earn's trajectory, his arc. And now the last two episodes, it's kind of like, well, let's just give every character, like, a little old episode. They gave Vanessa her little episode last week, and I think she's gone.
She's
bye-bye,
like,
Vanessa.
So upset. She's I'm like, so,
they kicked my girl off the show. Disrespectful way.
She said, you can see me if you looking to see my baby. That's it. If you ain't seeing the baby, you can't see me.
Exactly.
So there goes Vanessa.
Nobody's mad at that except for maybe Shade.
And they get, I'm terribly mad. I always want more Vanessa. But speaking of Deadpool, isn't this weird? Like, we'll see her in Deadpool, not in the animated series. We'll see her in the live action. Yeah. But so this episode was Paperboy centered, or you know, not Bibby centered technically.
Yeah.
Centered.
Bibby and Paperboy go on a adventure.
And next week's preview, it looked like we were gonna get a little bit of I'm sorry, what is his name? Why am I blanking?
Who, Darius?
Darius. It looks like a Darius centered episode. That's all they gave us, was a clip of him at a Home Depot store seeing like a Southern Pride hat and inquiring about it. So I was like, oh, this is gonna be great.
Yeah, because he looked at the hat, he was like, how much is this? And this marker.
Yes, and the red marker. So I know we got six episodes to go. Nothing's really, I was wrong. I really thought it was going to be like a climb in the descent. I don't know. Maybe it's just going to be a steady.
Or this
steady
might just
trajectory.
Be a little break.
Might be a little
to
break.
Get back to what Earn's doing.
Yeah. Might be a little break. Donald needs a break. He can't be in every episode and write every writer's room.
Well,
so he directed this one.
I mean, he
only has so much
time. He directed it, so he's there with them. I think it's nice to remove him from the actual front of the camera occasionally to show that Atlanta has strength without their star.
It's true. They're everyone on the cast is very talented.
And I think, and you were saying this, like, this is one of the best episodes.
Best
it's like
episodes.
So funny
from start to finish.
And it's done so well, and the actors are so supportive. You don't need a star for this to work.
And I want to know who the casting director is, because they're killing it with these guest stars.
Yeah.
The white mom from two episodes, hilarious. Now Bibby today.
And this was another good
so
crying
funny.
Scene too. Another good random person crying.
Oh yeah, the lovely woman who got hit by the car, she came out screaming. I mean,
hilarious.
Like,
yo, when she came out, he was like, we gotta
that
go.
They're doing are like.
Yeah, wait,
how many
women have we seen scream?
No Emmy worthy because it's television.
Just two?
Emmy-worthy.
Yeah, I thought there was up there. There's
the lady
girl.
Mrs. Winters. And
Mrs.
Lady.
Winters. No, the girl.
Mrs. Winters.
In the car.
In the
with
car.
The guns. That's
yeah, that's
three.
Mrs.
Oh,
Winters.
That's one.
Yeah,
okay.
that was the chicken shack that they were.
Oh, the chicken shack. Okay. I feel like we've been seeing a lot of people
one.
Screaming. I don't know.
A lot of people screaming, girl.
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, boy.
But overall, great episode, I thought.
Yeah.
The last episode left a bad taste in my mouth. This one makes me happy. I want to watch it again.
Yo, Bibby.
Bibby's legend.
Bibby's that dude, man. I don't even know what else to say.
I said Bibby was like Tyrone from Howard.
Wow.
Oh,
it's
man.
Not funny, though. It's not funny.
No,
sorry.
Tyrone sucks. That dude.
Sucks.
That dude. But that goes to show you that when it comes to pain, like, black people will find a way to laugh.
Yeah. It's not funny, you guys.
It's not funny, because that dude was like,
wow.
I'm high-key mad, but that dude was living his best life with other people's money.
Best life.
Like,
Rome,
Italy. He's got this picture, right? In the picture, right, is him, like, doing that leap thing. Like,
looks like an ad. It looks like a travel ad. Yes.
And he's like, y'all on that 9-to-5 shit? I'm over it. Like, oh my goodness, on other people. He's in Cuba.
Isn't it perfect? Is it fitting for Robin season, though, with Tyrone? But you also have Bibby. He's kind of Robin, too. Like,
he's
not straight up stealing.
Robin.
I mean, he did steal.
No,
the,
he did literally
wood.
Steal.
He's
Robin.
Really. That wood was not his, yo. That wood was not his.
All the ways
that he's scamming and
to
stealing.
Rob.
Yeah. So
he was like, oh, we loan this lumber and we got to reconfiscate
it. He was scamming so hard. He was really scamming hard. Like, scammer the scammer would be proud. Joan the scammer would be proud. Like, it was.
I'm enjoying the season theme of seeing different versions of scamming and.
Yeah,
it's really
because this season is.
And then the best part was he finally gives Paperboy a haircut and he goes, "You forgot to pay me." After all of that, he has the nerve and ask for a tip. I would have been like, look.
Yo.
I don't understand why Paperboy
paid him. Yeah, I don't know either.
I didn't expect him to pay him.
I'm that chick.
Well, he probably
already knew. Like, get a good look at me, because if I walk in your salon and you trip on me like that, like, we gonna just fight. Like, whatever you want to do is fine by me, because you ain't getting none of this money.
I feel
like you take me through a fraction of that. You can call the police. We can fight. We can call family. We can make it like a West Side Story type of thing.
Paperboy probably knew he was done then. He was like, look, I'm going to give you this money, because next time I come in, it's not you.
Yeah, so
it's not you anymore.
I don't know. Much. I don't even know what to say.
Like, it was too
sweet.
Much.
He's so sweet.
And he was so bold. Like, he's like, he rewrote the entire day. And you know people in your life who do that. You like, you ruined my whole day.
I won't
you
let almost got me that, killed. Though.
You almost, you know, did this. Then he's like, I helped you mentor some young folks. I was like, no, you didn't. Like, you are trifling, my guy.
Yeah, you ain't. No, you didn't help me.
The only time I put up with a Bibby is if it's my family. Like, and we all have a family member that is a Bibby. It's just what is he getting me into?
And like, they whole outlet on life just don't sit well. You like, what the hell? But,
a great episode. I give it a 10 out of 10. It's my favorite of this season.
Amazing episode, guys. Very like, holler at us down in the comments. Let us know your favorite part.
Yeah, this episode let us know is crazy. What it is.
So, before we bounce, where can the wonderful people find you?
I'm Mercury LaStar at LaStarGotNext everywhere on the interwebs.
And I'm at Sharday Sellers.
And you can find me, Nerd Soul, one word, NERDSOUL, and at That Nerd Soul online, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. So, from us to you, you know, we enjoyed it. And, of course, peace.
Bye-bye.